This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Drone and missile attacks by militants on container ships in the Red Sea could soon contribute to global inflation. I'm David Brancaccio. A company that runs a booking platform for international cargo says shipping rates have more than doubled for certain routes through the Red Sea after attacks on ships in the region. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Shipping rates have increased the most for routes between Asia and Europe and the Mediterranean. But booking platform Freightos says rates are also rising for shipments headed to North America. That's in large part because avoiding the Red Sea means ships have to take a longer route around the African continent. Prices began skyrocketing over the New Year's weekend after Yemen's Houthi rebels on boats sped toward a container ship operated by Maersk while firing at the vessel. The shipping giant, along with rival Hapag-Lloyd, canceled plans to resume some shipments through the Red Sea. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The National Labor Relations Board has issued a complaint against SpaceX, accusing the rocket and satellite company of illegally firing 8 employees for circulating a letter calling SpaceX CEO Elon Musk a, quote, distraction and embarrassment. The employees had focused on a series of Musk tweets that were sexually suggestive, which the employees saw as violating the company's workplace policies. This goes on to review by a judge. Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A bill in the California legislature would create a first-of-its-kind agency to administer economic reparations for slavery if lawmakers were to approve reparations. State Senator Stephen Bradford introduced the bill to create the agency last summer, with a vote possible in the California legislature this year. But that would be just the first step. Elected officials in California would also have to approve reparations and money for them. Among key questions, what should reparations look like and who would be eligible? Here's reporter Lee Hawkins with a second part of our series this week.
Eligibility was a topic of fierce debate for the California Reparations Task Force as it put together an 1,100-page report that was published in June. Here's where they landed. Economic reparations should only be granted to Black American residents whose lineage can be traced back to enslaved ancestors or to those who arrived before the 20th century. Task Force member and UC Berkeley professor Jovan Scott Lewis played a major role in shaping this, despite coming to the United States from Jamaica.
The policies that we're talking about, the history of policies, were directed towards this particular community that emerged out of slavery in this country. So you're talking about the Black Code, you're talking about Jim Crow, you know, you're talking about these foundational policies being directed against a very particular community.
California State Senator Stephen Bradford was also on the task force. He sees paying reparations to only Black people who meet these criteria as an important first step.
It's a hierarchy. We want to start with those folks who are clearly descendants of 250 years of wage theft in this country, first and foremost. And then we're going to kind of build out from there.
Bradford's agency would have the job of determining which candidates meet the criteria, mainly by looking at a range of historical records, things like baptism certificates, mortgages, life insurance policies, church records, and other legal documents. In the United States, government policies have historically favored white Americans, leading to a significant wealth gap with Black Americans. In California, this wealth gap is wide. One study showed that in Los Angeles, the median value of liquid assets for native-born African-American households was $200, compared to $110,000 for white households. Lewis pointed out that the task force cited discriminatory 20th century policies such as redlining, Black people being denied the GI Bill, and segregation in education.
You know, people forget that University of California as a public institution used to be free. And it was only until the Civil Rights Act, right? You know, at the point when African Americans begin attending the University of California, that then Governor Ronald Reagan institutes an actual tuition fee.
The Reverend Dr. Amos Brown, president of the San Francisco NAACP, who was also on the California State Reparations Task Force, believes the proposal could eventually be expanded to include Black folks not descending from slavery in the U.S., but he stressed the importance of not compromising this effort now.
I think we have to understand, if we get one battle through, the next battle can be for those from the Caribbean. And you guys remember, there are other countries who owe something. You got to begin somewhere.
While the experience of Blackness is shared globally, he said, the specific harms and policies in the U.S. were directed at a very distinct community. Lewis says the task force approved its eligibility recommendation by a narrow vote of 5-4. It's proof of just how complex and sensitive the reparations issue promises to be in 2024, including within the Black American community.
It was really important because there is a community who has been fundamentally harmed in this country through slavery and through the policies that followed slavery. And that particular community does deserve recognition. And reparations is one way to provide that recognition.
Our series with reporter Lee Hawkins is called Golden Promises, the battle over slavery reparations in California. Tomorrow we'll look at alternatives to reparations that some see as more politically feasible. One extra note of context, California now faces a budget deficit in the range of $68 billion. All of our stories are accumulating at marketplace.org if you miss them on the air. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.